Hey everyone, welcome to episode 20 of Student Radio Stories. This episode is an interview episode with Hannah Mae Graham. Hannah is a graduate of Student Radio. She is currently an assistant producer at Global. Hannah has just started her time as the chair of the Student Radio Association and has held various roles over time for the Student Radio Association. Let's get into the interview and hear more from Hannah about her time in student radio and her roles in the radio industry. So I'm here with Hannah Mae Graham. So Hannah, what are your current jobs and roles now in the radio industry?
So my current job at the moment is an assistant producer for the commercial video team at Global. I started there in February, so I'm pretty new to the job, and I recently graduated from Salford Uni last year in TV and radio production. So going into video and radio was always kind of where I wanted to go. So I'm not really in like the radio industry as such, but I am still part of like the wider picture, especially at Global.
Yeah, that's pretty mad to be working at Global. It's a big name in the radio industry.
Yeah, honestly, my first day, I was so nervous because I was like, oh my God, it's like such a big place. It's always been a dream to like move to London and work there. And like, yeah, it just felt so surreal when I got offered the job. I was like, what is this? But yeah, it's exciting.
How did you get offered that opportunity?
So I applied for the job in September, and then I had like a series of interviews, like phone call ones and then in-person interviews as well. And then it kind of just all snowballed from there. And I really wasn't expecting them to pick me, but they did. And it's honestly been like the best thing.
So I understand you enjoy social media and creating content. What have been some of the things you have achieved by working in the radio industry in social media roles?
Yeah, so social media has always been like a passion of mine. So I started off doing social media for our student station at Salford, which was Shock Radio. I used to do all their graphic design, their Instagram, and I did it for all the events like Varsity, and we did loads of other events, which were like outside broadcasts. And I then got offered some freelance work at Hits Radio to work on the UK chart show doing the social media, which was so cool. It was like every Sunday I'd go in, I'd have like all the content prepped, like I'd make all the stuff in Photoshop and Illustrator. And like I'd sit in the studio with Sarah Jane Crawford and the producer Rob and just schedule it all out and interact with the listeners and like fans, especially if we were tweeting about like Harry Styles or something. I think one of the most exciting things working in social media was working for Hits Live in November. I worked the Manchester show and I was there like scheduling out all the videos from the artists and celebrities that were performing, and capturing like all those moments was just so amazing. And seeing people in the audience at the Manchester Arena interact with it, listening on the radio, fans, and I think that was just so nice to see.
Oh, that sounds such an amazing thing. Like, how did you gain your social media skills? Did you teach yourself?
Yeah, a lot of it was just kind of, I really was passionate about it, and I used to, this is so cringe, but I used to run a fan account for the Vamps when I was like a young teen. And I kind of just got my passion from there. And I was like, this is what I want to do. I want to work in like creating content and sharing it out to everyone and seeing everyone interact back. And it was all just kind of self-led and like watching YouTube videos and tutorials and like asking the right people for like advice and tips on like what I was creating. So it kind of just kind of all stemmed from something so tiny that I loved as a teenager to like where I am now.
So what would you say were some of your highlights from during your time in student radio?
Oh, that's a tough one, because I only joined student radio in my second year at university. I'll admit, to start with, when I first joined university in first year, I was like, oh my God, doing society is so uncool. And I was like, I just don't know why I had that mindset, but yeah, I joined in my second year and I was encouraged by my boyfriend to join. And he was like, you'll love it. Like, just get involved. So I did. I just threw myself in at the deep end. I did my radio show, which was the Girl Power Hour. And I did Drive Time with my boyfriend, Alex. And then, yeah, I kind of, my best highlight was probably, we did an event called Sound of Salford, which was like a live music event featuring local artists from Salford. And I did all like the campaign behind, so like pushing for ticket sales, the graphics, like sharing it online for the night and like making little video montages of like all the artists to promote them. So I think it was just really nice because we raised money for Mind Charity as well. We raised over £500. So it was nice just to give back to the community and like do something really fun that everyone enjoyed.
So, what advice would you give to those currently in student radio?
Ooh, I think my one piece of advice would probably just do it. Like, if you're scared about doing something, just get involved, like, throw yourself into the deep end, and don't be afraid to, like, ask to help people. So I joined, and I was like, I noticed, like, the social media wasn't too great, like the online design of it all. So I reached out to them and was like, hi, can, like, I want to help out with this. So don't be afraid to, like, ask to do things, because people will always appreciate your help and support. Especially even if you're not on a committee, just ask other people, being like, hi, like, do you want any help with your show, or like producing it, or like sharing it online. And I think it's just making friends with everyone and then getting those contacts now, because they're going to be your colleagues in the future, probably. Yeah.
Wow, so you've definitely been very busy in your time in student radio. So I understand you've had a variety of roles over time working for the Student Radio Association. Could you explain these roles and what they've included?
Of course. So I joined the SRA in October 2018, I think it was. So I didn't join with the new team in the July. I was like a late newcomer, and I joined as the content officer. I wasn't sure to go for it at first. I was a bit like, oh, is this for me? But Meg Hayward, who was the North West and North Wales regional officer, really pushed me to go for it. She was like, look, you're really suited to the content officer role. Like, you love social media, you love creating content, apply for it, see where you get. So I started after the awards in the November, because there was just so much going on for like me as a new person to get involved with. And basically, the content officer supports the marketing and communications officer with like website stuff, creating social media, posting it all out, reaching out to student stations for like their like station successes and alumni stories, and working with the alumni officer as well to create content. So that's kind of, it's more of a supporting role, but it was a really good place to start, because then come April, I decided to go for the marketing and communications officer role. So that was stepping up to exec. I was so nervous for that. Actually did my speech at Swansea conference, and I was so nervous. I was even running unopposed, and I was like, I'm not going to be able to do it. I was getting all like worked up. But Naomi and Peth were really supportive of me for like going for the role. So I've been in that role for just over a year at the moment, and I've really loved like upping the SRA brand in a sense, from taking it from like where it was to like, I feel like it took it to like the next level. So we've got GIFs on Instagram now. We use more like video interactive work on Instagram TV, and it's just building on what we had to make our online presence more. And I think with coronavirus as well, we've had to be more online and more present with the content we're creating. So it's been really good to be part of that. And one of my favorite campaigns for the SRA, there's two. It's one of the mental health stories that I've been doing with Jordan, and the other was International Women's Day, where we got a series of 10 women from the industry talking about their experience with radio, who their inspiration is, and like why young women should get involved with the radio as well.
So would you say some of these roles still exist, or as sort of the Student Radio Association has changed, that the roles have been adapted and changed name or what the role entails?
So the two roles that I've been in, they are still the same, because I think online presence is such a huge thing at the moment, and we do need that help and support with the content officer, the marketing and communications officer. So I'm looking forward to passing it on to Scott and Katie over the next week, because it's a tough job, but it's really rewarding when you get to like the other side of the campaign going live, and you see everyone like interacting with it all and sharing it. And yeah, it's really exciting.
So, what have been some of your highlights, you'd say, like over your time in these different roles and just being part of the SRA in general?
I think one highlight is obviously the campaigns I mentioned, so the mental health campaign and the International Women's one. But yeah, I think a good highlight for me is like the friends you make through student radio. Like, I would never have thought that the SRA would bring me so close to different people across the country. So we've got the two Scots in Scotland, we've got Naomi and Nels in London, and like, because I'm originally from Carlisle, like I would never have thought I would be friends with these people. I think that's one of the really good things about student radio, is a big community and we're all there for each other. So yeah, I think making friends and being part of that community is like one of the best things about it.
And so I've seen your uni like online and your station Shock Radio. So it seems like they've brought together quite a lot of people that are now in the Student Radio Association and doing great things in radio.
Yeah, Shock was such a tiny station, like it was never a big one, but then the past station managers that we've had, so like Adam, Alex and Ed, they really brought it like to the next level and got us really involved. So we've got alumni who, so Alex works at Metro Radio as the breakfast producer. We've got Meg, who was on the SRA, Harry Van Dalen, who was the current regional officer. And I think it's just nice to see people grow from where we've started off to being where we are now.
Yeah, I feel like that definitely shows that your station and sort of the area you're in can help you do great things.
I think it's good to know that when you do student radio, you don't just have to go into the radio industry. You can go into doing video like myself, or you can go into do anything. It gives you then the core skills of like communication, being like a good person, and like just friendship, and like this gives you so many life skills that will help you in so many other jobs as well. So it's nice to see other friends succeed in other areas.
Yeah, so you might think radio is just like one certain area, but when you look at the SRA committee, and if you think more about the behind the scenes, there's so much more to it, like the technical side and radio going digital. There's so much more it can offer people.
Yeah, I think it's really good. Like the SRA's got such a range of people. So we've got like people who want to be presenters, people who want to be producers, people the likes of myself who are into like the video, social media side of it, and then Dan Wellman, who's massively into his tech and loves all that kind of side. So it's good to have such a range of people, and it's good to like remind students that there's more to radio than just presenting. Like you can go and do sales, you can go and make the adverts or the jingles, you could be a broadcast engineer. It's good to just remind people that you don't always have to be a presenter to be in the radio industry.
Definitely, like there's the SRA days now, and I feel like they've developed to show so much more for different types of people. So there'll be like talks about podcasting and so many different areas that, I mean, I've only been to a few SRA days because I'm only at the end of my second year, but yeah, I feel like you've got to cater for so many different things in radio, and I think it's good that it's so broad in that way.
Yeah, and I think it's good for like yourself who's coming through student radio now to be like, the industry is always changing and there's always so many different things happening. Like I think just looking at the past 6 months with coronavirus, people have had to adapt to that, and they've relied on the broadcast engineers so the presenters can present at home. And it just shows that everyone is part of the team no matter what you do.
So what would you say has been one of your favourite things about being part of the SRA committee?
Oh, I think one of my favourite things has been able to work the big events like the Student Radio Awards, seeing it come out from like when you open entries in like July, to seeing it all the way to November, seeing the process of like pushing tickets and entries, nominations, parties, announcing like the presenters and the hosts and the live music, to the night where you are announcing all the amazing winners and celebrating the success of student radio. I think that's one of my favourite. It's exciting, it's tiring, but it's so worth it at the end.
That must be pretty crazy, sort of from your aspect of social media, where you're all setting it all up and then in the night and you'll just be connecting with people that work in the industry. So it must be pretty crazy to be sort of behind the scenes and then meeting the big names.
Yeah, so last year, because I've only worked the awards once, so last year I was so focused on my laptop, like making sure the tweets were going out and Lewis was supporting me with Instagram. And then I think it was in the interval, I literally took like 5 minutes to be like, oh my God. I'm like, it was just so amazing to me with so many big people, because obviously there was like Charlie Hedges, Will Manning, Amy and Vivian, and like just to have a chat with them in such an informal way, it just felt so surreal. Yeah, really weird, but so good.
So do you have any tips for people that would like to develop their social media in a general way or in a radio way?
I think in a general way to like improve your social media, I think just look at what people are doing who you inspire to, or like look at inspiration and like see what they're doing, see how you can make it relevant to yourself, like make your own brand. And if you want to get into the radio, I think as well, look at how radio on-air features can be made into the online social media clips, because if you ever go into a job like that, they'll always be like, how could you make this from an on-air feature to something online? So I think it's just always thinking creatively and always looking at what the next big trend could be, and always just practicing and brushing up on your skills, especially with like Photoshop and Premiere Pro and everything. Always keep on top of them because things change so fast in them. Like at the minute, I've just been, trying to keep up with it all.
Would you say you have to have like the top software or build yourself up with certain like apps and software for computers?
Yeah, so you can either start at the top with the Creative Cloud, but obviously that's really expensive. But I know a lot of people who use Canva for like their social media design, whether that's for Twitter, Facebook or Instagram. It's a good place to just play around and find out your style, your colours, your brand. And once you like grasp that, it's always a good place. And there's like so many apps you can get on your phone that are really good for doing like quick social media things. So I've got like, there's an app called Over, which is basically like photo design, and like Video Leap, which is basically Premiere Pro for your phone. And there's just so many good things like that. And like when people, you see people doing audiograms, it looks really complex. So like, oh, do you have to do that in Adobe After Effects? You can use Headliner online, which is a free website, and it just automatically puts the waveform in. And there's so many like quick tips that people aren't aware of that are free as well.
So this is something very exciting that's happening for you soon. So what do you hope to achieve as the soon-to-be chair of the Student Radio Association?
Oh, that's a tough question. But I think my main aims as being chair, because I officially start the role on Wednesday, the 1st of July. I think my main top three goals for the year would be to increase opportunities for members. Like our members should always come first. We want to give you a chance to grow, develop your career to like the next level. So working with the membership and regional offices to do that. I'm working with the big industry companies like Global, Bauer, BBC, as well as indie production companies. That's my first goal. The second one is to continue celebrating student success, because if we don't big you up, who else is going to do that? So I think that's one thing I really want to do. Like this podcast, for example, we've shared this because it's such an amazing thing. You're sharing people's voices. When people are doing live streams, when people are raising money for charity, like sharing those little things, it just makes the members feel part of the student radio community. And then finally, it's like representation and diversity. I think this has been like an ongoing issue for a while. And I think it's just increasing our representation of women, different racial diversities as well at our events, such as the awards, conference, training days, and just making sure that the SRA is equal to everyone.
I think that's great that it's quite a big organisation. You're like supporting students and like projecting their voices and what they've been working on through like social media, which is probably the most popular way to get things across these days.
Yeah, I think people forget like it takes 2 seconds to put out a tweet to be like, check this out, this person's been doing this. So it's the one thing I'm handing over to Scott, who's taken over the marketing and comms role, being like, it's so nice, because I know when the SRA used to do that to me with that shock and everything, I used to think, oh my god, this is so cool, like this big organization is sharing my work that I do. So I think it's just, yeah, it's giving back to the members that turn up to our training days, turn up to the awards, turn up to conference, and letting them have a chance to shine.
Yeah, and definitely by going to these events, you do get to like get found sort of by talking to people in the industry and like sort of being on social media in that way, even if it's just a picture of you at these events on the Student Radio Association page. And I think it's great sort of the expanding the representation, because I've previously spoken to Naomi and Nels and they were talking about how they won't be part of the committee, but they're still going to help represent their BAME community.
Yeah, so I'm kind of sad that they're both leaving this year. They've both been such a vital part of the SRA over the past 2 years for Nels, and Naomi's been part of it for like 3+ years now. So I really want to work with them to let, because obviously their voices are part of that community, and I want to work with them to be able to make the SRA more diverse and inclusive to everyone, I guess.
And finally, what advice would you give to those trying to get started in the radio industry?
Oh, my one piece of advice is just stick with it. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tiring. And you're going to have moments where you're like, I'm not going to make it. But just stick with it. Like, especially if you're a recent graduate and you're feeling like in a bit of like a slump at the minute because you've just finished uni, you've got nothing lined up next. I was in that situation and I was like, I'm not going to get anywhere, no one wants me. But you've got to persevere through the tough times to be able to enjoy the good times where you're in like a really good job and you've got a really good support network around you. So I think it's just sticking with it. If you're passionate about it and it's something you want to do, stick with it.
Do you have any tips for graduates? I mean, obviously it's quite different right now, so it might be harder to get a job.
I think, yeah, just again, stick with it and don't be afraid to reach out to people, drop them an email. Obviously you can't meet up for a coffee now, but you can be like, hey, do you want to have a call over Zoom? Let's meet up once things have settled down. Just don't be afraid to ask people. Because they're not going to come to you, you have to go to them, you have to do a little bit of chasing, but it pays off.
Thank you, Hannah, for talking to me about your time in student radio and the work you've done so far in the radio industry, and I wish you the best for your time as chair of the Student Radio Association.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Thank you, Hannah, for talking to me for the podcast. It's been great to hear about your student radio journey and the things you've been up to during your time in the radio industry. And I can't wait to hear what you get up to as the chair of the Student Radio Association. Stay tuned for more student radio stories to come. Bye, everyone!